You're listening to SBS News.
With millions of Americans gathering together for the annual Labor Day holiday in the United States, health officials are preparing for another surge in case numbers in the next couple of weeks. The Dean of the School of Public Health at Brown University, Dr. Shish Jha, has told America's ABC he's expecting an increase in hospitalizations because so many people take part in large gatherings during the annual holiday weekend.
For vaccinated people, traveling is a really safe thing to do. But obviously, many Americans remain unvaccinated, about a third of adults. And so I am expecting a bump. I'm hoping we're not going to see a major spike. But after every single holiday, we have seen a bump in infections and hospitalizations and deaths. And I'm worried we're going to see that again.
Last year, between mid-September and the Thanksgiving holiday in late November, the country's daily case average rose by more than 400%, followed by record numbers of hospital admissions and deaths. 62% of people over 12 in the US are fully vaccinated. That's well below the 70 and 80% targets Australian experts say are needed here to stop the virus overwhelming the hospital system when restrictions are eased. That's already been occurring in some of the southern states where vaccination rates are low. And other states are anxious about a post-holiday surge. The governor of Hawaii, David Ige, has warned residents and tourists that the Delta variant has put Hawaii's health system under a lot of pressure.
The state of Hawaii is struggling with an unprecedented and disastrous surge in COVID-19 cases. Our hospital system is being pushed to the limit. As you well know, we need our hospitals to care for the sick and injured, whether it's COVID, cancer, heart attack, stroke, or trauma.
In the lead-up to the holiday weekend, the Centers for Disease Control urged unvaccinated Americans not to travel. The CDC recommends anyone aged 2 or older wear a mask in all indoor public places if they're not fully vaccinated. And for those who have full protection, to consider wearing masks indoors if they're in areas of substantial or high transmission. For the outdoors, the general advice is that masks are not required. An unmasked President Joe Biden met members of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in the outdoors in his home state of Delaware. President Biden shook hands with the union members and posed for photographs.
I just stopped by to thank these guys for all they do. And everybody all over the country, Louisiana, Mississippi, all the way up to New York. The IBEW is keeping this country moving. It really is.
And in India, there are similar concerns about people gathering together and spreading the virus ahead of the 10-day Ganpati festival, which starts on the 10th of September. It's dedicated to the Hindu elephant-headed god Ganesha and is one of the biggest festivals celebrated in Maharashtra state and its capital, Mumbai. A massive crowd of shoppers gathered at Dadar Market in Mumbai on Sunday, which triggered concerns about a possible third wave of the virus ahead of the festive season. This shopkeeper says the market is usually even more crowded during the festival season.
It's not that crowded like we expected. Usually there is no place to even walk properly during the festive season. However, people are scared of coronavirus and hence are turning up in lesser numbers.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.